Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Held catches it and throws to first to double up Aparicio. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo takes first base on ball four. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo tags and scores. Luplow tags and moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gentile scores. Robinson moves to third. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Brandt tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow. Adair reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Held takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow. Powell reaches second base with a double. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles too, and the Indians too. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. 1 out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. 2 outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramos bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to second. 1 out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Martinez scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Luplau is walked intentionally. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Held bunts towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo moves to third. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano strikes out. 1 out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Smith pinch hits for West Stock. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller fires to first and picks off Martinez. 1 out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramos strikes out. 2 outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. Davalillo reaches third base with a triple. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Luplow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos fires over to first and Whitfield drops the ball. That's an error on Whitfield. Aparicio moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Adair reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder bunts towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Allen now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adair. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Adair steals third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile strikes out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson is walked intentionally. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield bunts towards the mound. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano is hit by the pitch. Held moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alves. Brandt moves to second. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Orsino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt scores. Orsino moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Orsino moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry Walker now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Orsino tags and scores. Miller tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-3, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker juggles the ball. That's an error on Walker. Miller scores. Adair moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-4 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Savarin now playing center field. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Davalillo reaches third base with a triple. Martinez goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4 Orioles. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Luplau is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Woody Held. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.